You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 507.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
And that rather suitable starter.
Oh, yeah.
Was Lower Loveday with Loved You. Now, from Birmingham in the UK, we have played a few of their tracks before, and this is another one. They had their first experience in a band well over a decade ago in the Year 8 talent show, so they're quite young wee nippers. After not pursuing the band much after their talent show success, they all went their separate ways, with university eventually taking them to different sides of the country. An unexpected reunion on the other side of the globe reignited their passion for music, and when they returned to the UK, the music became their priority. Here, the bass lines got punchier, the hooks catchier, and their songs became tunes.
Tunes.
Find out more by checking out lowerloveday.com.
Awesome.
Did we not find out that Lower Loveday was the name of the street or something that they...
That rings bells.
It does. Whilst you are doing your next preamble, I will look that up.
Yes. Okay, well... Welcome, one and all. This is the Bugcast, episode 507. On tonight's show, we have our usual remix. What? Our usual mix of Creative Commons tunes, and we may have some stuff to talk about as we go through. Caroline is giving me a thumbs up.
Lower Loveday Street, it was student accommodation in Birmingham.
Ah.
The canal side is located in the heart of the historic Birmingham, and it's close to the water side, so it's probably a good place for them to have gigs and
stuff.
And stuff, so yeah.
If this is your first time listening to us, well, you're very much welcome. It's good to have you along. If you like what we do, drop us a line, let us know, tell your friends. If you don't like what we do, then tell us. Next up, we have a welcome return to the show for the DLX. This track is called IDK.
I used to worry about the shadows. I hated knowing there was something there that I couldn't see. I thought the monsters out my window. Yeah, they were waiting for me, they were waiting for me. But now my fears have started changing. Now I'm worried about all the things to come. Yeah, mostly I've been scared of failing. I feel the weight of the world is pushing down on me. Cause I could write every song and never say a thing. I could have what I want but still know what I need. I could hide all my problems inside a melody. Wish I could go back to the day when it was only night that made me afraid. When it was only lions and tigers, but now it's heartaches and liars. And wondering just what does the future hold. Cause I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I stand out by the ocean. It makes me notice there is something so much bigger than me. Keep trying to come up with the answers. I still don't know if I can figure it out. But in a life made up of moments, we're all nothing but memories. So much pressure on the present. People say who you gotta be. Empty faces in a crowd of people standing in front of me. Feels like everybody's watching. Cause I could write every song and never say a thing. I could hide all my problems inside a melody. Wish I could go back to the day when it was only night that made me afraid. When it was only lions and tigers, but now it's heartaches and liars. And wondering just what does our future hold. Wish I could go back to the day when it was only night that made me afraid. When it was only lions and tigers, but now it's heartaches and liars. And wondering just what does our future hold. Cause I don't know. I don't know. When did the monster become the man in the mirror? When did my understanding of life stop at the ceiling? I could tell you stories of sleepless nights and worries, all the things I cannot control. Wish I could go back to the day when it was only night that made me afraid. When it was only lions and tigers, but now it's heartaches and liars. And wondering just what does the future hold. Wish I could go back to the day when it was only night that made me afraid. When it was only lions and tigers, but now it's heartaches and liars. And wondering just what does the future hold. Wish I could go back to the day when it was only night that made me afraid. When it was only lions and tigers, but now it's heartaches and liars. And wondering just what does the future hold. Cause I don't know. I don't know.
In a world full of manufactured music, collections of brave souls gather together, recording, editing, and producing exciting, innovative new music. Embracing the values of openly publishing their passion for music through Creative Commons licensing, they stand proud, sharing songs all across the globe. Join the revolution and come and listen to a hand-picked selection of some of the best each week on The Bugcast. Music belongs to us all.
The Bugcast with Dave and Caroline, Fridays at 9:30 p.m. on thebugcast.org/live.
Chocolate sipped out of coconuts and a stripped violin. Do you wanna sit down, baby? See your soul's a sore now, so. And the drums go boom, boom in your ear. Drums go, and the drums go boom, boom in your ear. Drums go, boom, boom. sit out of coconuts and a stripped violin? Do you wanna sit down, baby? See your souls are sore now, so. And the drums go boom, boom in your eardrums, boom. And the drums go boom, boom in your eardrums, boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. On the one, got your hands up, hands two, got your feet wide, wide three, got your knees bent, knees four, shake it tush, shake it tush. One, got your hands up, hands two, got your feet wide, wide three, got your knees bent, knees four, shake it tush, tush, tush.
That was Water Pistol with Shake Your Tush. Now, it's been quite interesting watching Dave really listen, because he was thinking that's a rude word. No, it's not. It's a rude word.
Oh,
no, it's not. Now, we have played Water Pistol a fair few times before.
We have.
None of their songs sounded like that, though.
Certainly not as quirky as that one.
Oh, yes. So it was the quirk that drew me to that, actually. They are an English man. Sorry, it is an English man who records in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. First release was the Blue Waters EP of four songs in 2015. And since then, he's done some ad hoc releases in between. But in May 2017, he released his first feature-length album of songs from the barrel of a water pistol. If you want to find out more, check out waterpistol.nl.
Why did I think Water Pistol was a duo?
I don't know.
Not a clue. Before that, you heard the DLX with their track IDK. The DLX is an off-the-wall pop brainchild of Sean Chambliss, singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist from Hattiesburg in MS. I didn't look it up. Think it might be Mississippi. Drawing inspiration from bigger-than-life pop icons, indie rock and hip-hop, the DLX keeps, at its core, a personal honesty cultivated by growing up in a small southern town. We played his track Two Kids on episode 485 back in October, and I also chose that same track for my best of show, which we did last month. If you want to find out more about the DLX, their website is at thedlx.net.
Awesome.
Awesome stuff. So yeah, let's start off straight away by going to our chat room and seeing who is listening to us live right now over at thebugcast.org/live. Hopefully everybody's managed to make it on time, bearing in mind we're actually an hour ahead of where we would normally be.
Cool.
Yes.
So we've got Alex T, Chal Kalum, Gregory SWVP, K5 Tux, me and you, Feru and Yannick.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much indeed, guys, for listening. And yeah, hopefully you haven't been caught out by the change in time zone here in UK and Western Europe and possibly other places as well. And yeah, just a reminder, of course, that if you haven't come along and listened to us live, you should do. It's quite an experience. And of course, you get your name read out, which, you know, where else can you do that?
Exactly.
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 Next up, we have a brand new artist to the show. This is McCool with The Lolo.
Hold up, hands up, this is a hold up. She gon' take everything you got, then some. Lights down on the scene when they roll up. See you coolin', sippin' on a Pepsi Cola. Last night was the first night I got a little bit of sleep in a long time. I know you ain't been spending on your own dime. Now I'm wondering what you're doing with your not so long time. Say what you want to,
but I don't make you faithful.
Say what you don't do,
I know you keep it playful.
I do what I want to,
but I don't make a sequel.
Say that you want me,
why you seeing other people?
Trying to kick it on the coast in a hotel for the weekend. Bet you didn't think I know where you'd be sleeping.
Mama always said summer was the hottest season. Never break a sweat,
I'm cold like you're feeling.
Keep too many secrets that could drive you loco. I know what you up to, even when your friends don't. Trust is overrated, so now we fly solo. Live long enough, you learn info. Don't stay on the low, low.
Smiles for fake friends.
Jeez.
Never build a future on your past sins. Daddy's Benz, but no sense. Loved you once upon a time, that was past tense. Dressed up, makeup, keep mine now. Everybody tripping over if you hear some mine now. Wow, what's up with all the lying now? Did you really think I wouldn't find out? Say what you want to,
that don't make you faithful.
Say what you don't do,
I know you keep it playful.
I do what I want to,
that don't make a sequel.
Say that you want me,
why you seeing other people?
Trying to kick it on the coast and hold you for the weekend. Bet you didn't think I know where you'd be sleeping.
Mama always said summer was the hottest season. Never break a sweat, I'm cold like you're feeling.
Keep too many secrets.
You learn info, don't say on the low low.
Feelings on the sleeve like a timepiece. Like ain't about to change, she know she a dime piece. Put up on her, didn't know that I be spying. Location was remote, don't mean we can't rewind things. She stay faded. Ooh, I'm so jaded. It gets complicated.
Look what you made me do.
Yes, Taylor Swift reputation. She said faithfulness was so outdated. Ocho, she up and down like a pogo, pogo. Go and let all of your friends know, friends on. I ended things, I call that the end zone. She know that her info never stays on the low.
Kick it on the coast in a hotel for the weekend. Bet you didn't think I know where you be sleeping. Mama always said summer was the hottest season. Never break a sweat,
I'm cold like you're feeling.
Keep too many secrets that could drive you loco. I know what you up to, even when your friends don't. Trust is overrated, so now we flying solo. Live long enough, you learn info, don't say on the low.
Hey, what's shaking there, buddies? This is Jez, and you are listening to the Bugcast. Geekity-goo!
When I was alive, I lived a short story which didn't survive 25. Oh, how time flies. The curtain descends, but darkness, my friend, this is not worth. Then it went free falling in the blink of a mind's inner eye. Oh, how time flies. The ashes have blown to places unknown. Short story which didn't survive 25. Oh, how time flies. but darkness, my friend, this is not where.
And that was The Vow with I Am Immortal. From Liverpool in the UK, so that's two UK artists I've done tonight. We have played them a few times before. This was a track released in 2017. They are Liverpool pop rockers and they've released three albums in three consecutive years. In 2014, they released Duar, like its 2012 and 2013 predecessors for A Dreamer and Bluer Than You. Bright, bouncy, sing-along tunes and deceptively meaningful lyrics, permeated by the influence of the Beatles, which I would expect from being Liverpool.
I was just
going
to say, that's pretty much all I
and
heard
David
in that song.
David Bowie. But no other band sounds quite like The Vow. Check them out by checking out thevow.co.uk.
Awesome. And before that, you heard McCool with his track The Lolo, featuring the vocals of Daniel Herrington. Now, unfortunately, I have no bio information, despite the fact that they do have a Facebook and quite a bit of information about their music. There's very little about them, but it appears to be that they're a fairly new artist on the scene. You can find out more about the band, if indeed they are, over at Facebook, facebook.com/McCoolMusic. That's cool with a K. This track was released on Jimendo in February of 2018, and McCool... The artist himself is from McGee in Mississippi. I need to check that, actually. Can you look that up for me, please, love? MS.
MS.
I think it's Mississippi. Yeah, so yeah, unusual for me to pick a rap track, to be honest.
MS is Mississippi.
Mississippi, good.
MN, Minnesota. MO, Missouri. MT, Montana. MS, Mississippi.
Thank you for all that useless information I didn't request.
Well, Mississippi and Missouri both start with the same four letters.
They do. And yet Missouri is...
M-O.
M-O. M-I being Michigan.
Probably, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Right, bit of sad news. Couple of passings over the last week. The first one is the actor Bill Maynard, who is being called a heartbeat actor. For those of you who aren't in the UK, Heartbeat was a long running, I suppose you could call it a soap opera, based in the 1950s and 60s, I think it was, based around a policeman. Was the Nick Berry, wasn't it?
Yes.
From EastEnders, who was the first sort of key cast member from that. But that went on for a good number of years before it stopped. But I'll always remember Bill Maynard as the gaffer from the 1970s and 80s. But yeah, he died after he broke his hip after falling off his mobility scooter and died soon afterwards. He was 89 years old. And the other news, which Caroline has literally just told me about and I actually feel quite sad about, is a young lass, well, comparatively young lass, by the name of Debbie Lee Carrington. Now, you may not know her by name, but you would certainly know if you'd seen her before. She starred in, certainly as I remember her, in Total Recall, the original 1990s version, not the reboot, which was quite disappointing. You described her as the lass on the bar, didn't you?
The bar.
There's a scene on Mars. There's a scene in the bar, where Quaid was seeking asylum, and when the bar was being attacked, she was the little lass. It's possible she had dwarfism in real life, because yeah. She was fairly diminutive. She was there like throwing bottles of spirits at the antagonists. But yeah, she's died at the age of only 58, which is quite sad. I don't have the full details in front of me of the
she was
the undetermined causes, it says.
She was known for a diminutive size due to dwarfism.
Right.
She was born in San Jose, California, and as well as being an actress, she was also a stunt woman.
Yeah, so I heard.
She was also an Ewok in Star Wars.
If you have a look at the link we've posted in our show notes to an article in The Independent, right at the very top of that, you'll see a picture of her. And as I say, if you've seen the original version of Total Recall, you'll remember her straight away.
She was the little Bigfoot in Harry and the Hendersons. She was also Valerie Vomit in the Garbage Pail Kids movie.
Which I haven't seen.
That was part of my childhood. Sorry.
She was in Men in Black.
Men in Black. Baywatch, Scary Movie 3.
I need to find that one out now.
The Curse of Chucky, as Chucky's double.
Well, stunt person, so not surprising. On a slightly more upbeat but possibly equally as serious thread, over the last couple of nights here in the UK, I think everybody listening is familiar with The Full Monty, the film that came out in the 1990s that was based here in Sheffield, about a troop of, a gang of workers, really, who were... They wanted to earn money, didn't they? And they didn't know how to do it.
The whole point is they were steel workers that had been made redundant. They all joined the same queue every day at the job centre, and they all decided to give it a go to try and raise some funds and do something different.
Right. And so in the film, the whole point was they were going to do a strip routine, but rather than kind of strip down to their skivvies and then slink off, they were going to go the full Monty and actually strip down to what they were born in. So over the last couple of years, there's been a project called The Real Full Monty, which I believe has been led by Ashley Banjo, who is the lead of the dance troupe Diversity.
Yeah.
And it all culminated over the last couple of nights, where on ITV on Tuesday night, ITV here in the UK, on Tuesday night, they had The Full Monty Live, which was 8 or 9 people from, celebrities from this country, basically re-performed The Full Monty and basically stripped down to what they were born in. And then last night, the women did it. Now, what you need to bear in mind here, and if you've seen the film Calendar Girls, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The people that did this, they weren't sprightly. They weren't spring chickens. One of the lasses, I think the oldest one there from last night's, from the women's one, Ruth Maddock, who people may remember from the TV series Heidi High in the 1970s. She was 74 years old.
Mm.
And yet she still went out there and did it. Colleen Nolan, I think she must be at least in her 50s. She went out there and just did it. And you've got to show a lot of respect to these people to, firstly, for going out there and stripping themselves. Okay, the women, it was topless, but the men, it was completely stark naked. But also for the message that they were trying to put across by doing this. It wasn't just about getting your kit off. It was about raising awareness. And as Alexander Armstrong said, started the conversation about cancer and the various different kind of cancer that can affect both men and women. And the reason they did the two things on two nights is that they concentrated on the male side of things, and then they concentrated on the female side of things. So it's absolutely fantastic. If you're in the UK and you've got access to the ITV, what's it called? ITV Hub. Then do go through and watch them. The programmes, it is worth pointing out, and this is something that Caroline and I both get rather annoyed by. The programmes themselves were an hour and a half long. But actually, the bit that kind of counts was 5 minutes.
Yeah. I would say if you were to include the bits where it was the educational bit trying to get people to check themselves, you could say 15 minutes. But the rest of it was a long drawn out how it all went, the build up. Which I mean,
some of it was
fine.
Good. Some of it was good because we didn't see it with the women's one from last night because we kind of skipped it. But certainly from the men's one, there was a lot of open and honest conversation between the celebrities, between the participants, where they were all quite reticent to discuss their circumstances. Like, we found out that
with the gents one, it was very good actually, because you had two people who had both had testicular cancer, but they had both dealt with it in incredibly different ways. So one of them had a lump and he'd ignored it for 4 years, by which time it had spread to his lungs and his brain, and it had to be dealt with. And because of that, and because of how close he came, he is very strong advocate. He will tell anybody and anyone what he's gone through in order to try and prevent them going through what he did. So he was very passionate about spreading the word. The other chap who used to be in EastEnders, a chap called John, he played a character called Christian. He had also had testicular cancer, but he kept it very secret because to him, he felt shame, which was a very interesting word to use, and he didn't want people to know he was ill. So he'd spent
John Partridge.
He'd spent the last 14 years hiding it.
Yeah.
But on the show he'd explain what he'd done. So you had two people that dealt with it one different ways. One had a delayed way of dealing with it, was saved and is now forcefully helping people, and the other one had found it quickly, it had been dealt with, and he'd kind of hidden it. But it's the fight or flight scenario, and it was very interesting seeing how they handled it differently, but in the end they came together.
I think there's a kind of stigma attached to these kind of things that is possibly more apparent with men than it is with women.
Yeah.
Okay, let's lighten this up a bit. To have issues with the abyss is not the kind of thing that you shout about. But actually, it is the kind of thing that you need to shout about, because it's not just the fact that it happens. It's also the fact that you can survive it.
Yeah.
And the survivors have stories that those people that are going through this, these issues and these situations can learn from and can be guided by, and actually have hope that if you are suffering from any of these afflictions, that there is a positive side to it. There is a way out.
One of the things that we discussed is how there's no good cancer. That's not what I'm trying to say, but there are certain cancers that affect certain parts of the body where I feel people hide it more because they feel like there's a sense of taboo when there shouldn't be.
It's embarrassment.
So the example I gave was things like bowel cancer, where people might end up having a colostomy bag. That's one that people really find difficult to discuss and be open about because of the perceived dirtiness of it, because it's to do with toileting and things like that. And actually, it shouldn't matter where it is. If somebody needs to talk, they should talk about it.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. Anyway, before we move on to our next piece of music, I found out where, and you're going to love this, where Debbie Lee Carrington appeared in Men in Black. Okay. Now, you wouldn't have known it was her. She actually starred alongside Vern Troyer in the original Men in Black film, where Vern Troyer played an alien son, and Debbie Lee Carrington played an alien
daughter.
Father.
Oh, father.
Wait, fair play to her.
She was in Howard the Duck as well.
As additional ducks. That takes me back.
I just wonder whether she was in Willow.
I don't know. Anyway, while you're looking at that, we'll crack on with some more music. This is Megan McDonald with Little Town.
Little Like sheep in a daze, we carry out our lives, invading each other, submitting our brains. First happy, then bored, we hang up distinction, obsessed with obsession, convinced that we're sane. In the pot, holes will never get filled.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Yesterday, you said that you were mine. We lit the fire, throwing the message.
My dreams are calling me.
I kiss the girl exactly middle of the panties, and I kiss the girl who's only one thing I'm enjoying.
Woohoo! It's the Bookcast, baby!
Still say, open the window, let go of my hand. Don't keep saying you love me over again. I need to see you turn away. Oh, open.
Song was Emily Richards with Too Much Room from San Diego in California. We've played her a few times before as Emily Richards,
yep.
But also other times through being Snowflake at CC Mixter.
That's right.
So she's a singer, songwriter, pianist, activist, and entrepreneur with 14 self-released albums, over 3 million unique downloads, and 7 tune track LPs. Known internationally as a digital pioneer. She has the most downloaded pop and rock artist on mp3.com, and she's now leading an entirely new kind of digital music revolution as CEO of Arts Tech Media, aka the artist Snowflake, on ccmixer.org. And she has a beautiful voice.
That is quite an old bio. She's been Arts Tech Media and tune track has been around for quite
I listened to quite a few of her songs actually before I chose that one, and the diversity from almost quirky to folky to that sort of thing, it was quite immense. If you want to find out more, you can check out tunetrack.net/Emily Richards or check her out on Jamendo, because there is a boatload of tracks there available under her name. I liked that song, and it did remind me a bit of Tori Amos, and I think it's because of the female vocals and the piano.
Just to give you an indication of her diversity, I'm just looking for a track that we played of hers a while ago, and I think it was Stellar Artois. Track that we played at Christmas time, and I can't find it now. But yeah, it was what was good about it is it was her really soft, mellow, beautiful voice over the top of almost a junglist beat. It worked incredibly well. I'm gonna have a look if I can find it, and if I can find it, I'll stick it in the show notes as well, because yeah, it's an awesome song. And before that, you heard Megan McDonald with her track Little Town. She is a sound experimenter, filmmaker, and a visual poet. And on her Twitter profile, she says, "Always making something, full of wonder and immature jokes." She is from Los Angeles in California. You can find her over at her website, which is The Megan McDonald. Oh, hang on. That could be The THEE. MeganMcDonald.com. Let me just double check that is correct. Mm-hmm. It is. Yes, the THEE MeganMcDonald.com. And that track was released onto Jamendo in February of 2018. So that was our last pair of songs. So next week, the podcast episode 508 will be broadcast live in the podcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday, the 6th of April at 9:30 p.m. UK time. And again, please remember we are UTC plus one now. And it is worth pointing out, we've done something really, really uncharacteristic, haven't we, sweetheart?
Remind me.
Next week's show is actually prepared and ready to go.
Oh yes, yes, we're well prepped.
I suppose it's one of the advantages of not being at work today is that we did our tracks for this week's show this afternoon, and did our tracks for next week's show this afternoon.
Although it's worth pointing out that today's felt really weird because it's a bank holiday, so it's felt like a Saturday.
Yes, it has. Yes, there were lots of things I was expecting to happen today because it's Saturday, but it's not because it's Friday. Anyway, it is last track time. Yeah, this is a brand new artist, actually, from France that we have never played before, called Dr. Groove Gang. The bio on their Facebook page reads very interestingly because it was originally written in French, and I've attempted to translate it, and it goes thus. Welcome to Dr. Groove's musical practice. It is in a secret laboratory that the good doctor and his assistants develop a posology with healing virtues, with extracts of soul, funk, hip-hop, and a dose of reggae. No prolonged exposure without musical advice. Dr. Groove released his first self-produced album in 2017 and is currently working on his second album, which will be released late in 2018. He also offers his services in terms of compositions and instruments to other artists in various styles: blues, rock, soul, funk, reggae, Latino, and hip-hop. One nation under a groove. The track that we're going to play for you appeared on Jamendo in February 2018. Now, you can find out more over at Facebook, but it's one of those Facebook URLs with numbers in, so we'll post the link into the show notes. And according to his profile, he is from Le Mans-Angers in France. Now, I tried to look this one up because I like to see where people are from. And Le Mans-Angers isn't a place, it's a thing. It is actually a railway line that's 132 kilometres long that runs between Le Mans and Angers in France. So either this artist lives on that railway line, or it's just a generalisation of where they are. But anyway, this is an awesome track. You're going to love it. This is Dr. Groove Gang with Harmony. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Yeah, Dr. Groove, Salama et la connexion dans ta collection. Reggae in harmony with liberty we bring. Hey yeah, see now I'm a family. I feel so free with you. Yeah, fucking in a loveliness, a idleness with you. Yeah, see now I'm a breathless. My dignity, mon cri forever. Liberty, we play. Hey, yeah, see now I'm a family. I feel so free with you.
De paix et d'harmonie. Mais la réalité est loin d'être aussi belle qu'un happy end. Dans plus belle la vie dans ce pays, ça discrimine à tout va, y compris dans la musique. Les mecs usent de fourberie et de coups bas. Ils prêchent pour leur chapelle sans ouverture d'esprit, c'est classique. S'enferment dans les clichés, prennent la pose de façon pathétique. Trop de rasta qui mange au mato, à mad mito. De 7h dans le 7h qui monte le boulot minot. Pose ton buzz de ce qu'on goûte, ça c'est du bon once. Un truc qui met à l'ouest les plus perchés, les mène à la transe. On arrive comme une mouche dans la soupe servie à l'Elysée. Reste bloqué dans le gosier de ceux qui pour régner veulent utiliser les pieds pris. Dans les monstres système nous laissent un goût de rance. On s'associe pour rassembler tous les frères dans la danse. On avance sans calculer la distance. D'autant groove Salama et la fusion sur un beat qui défonce.
Reggae in harmony with liberty we play. Hey yeah, see now I'm a family. I feel so free with you. Fucking in a liveliness, my idleness with you.
Reggae music and funky in a harmony. Play it all night when you feel irate. Open up your mind and free your body. Come in and eat that with our family.
Funky in a liveliness.
Reggae in a harmony.
Reggae in a harmony. See me.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline along with the other listeners in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at othersidenetwork.com.